Can I ask you about the experience of asking President-elect Donald Trump a question? You had a chance in this meeting, and I watched you because I was kind of marveling. I was trying to think how long you would go, how you'd frame the question.
You'd already asked a question.
I know, so but I still was really interested in what you asked and how you were about to ask it. And it was essentially, can you get something as mammoth as an infrastructure project through this Republican Congress?
Well, actually,
and what did he say? Did he answer your question? And like, what's the overall feeling you got of the interaction?
I mean, the feeling, well, the interaction started with, you know, we were all identifying ourselves, and he said something to the, I identified myself, and he sort of gave me a look and said something to the effect of, you know, I know who you are or something, which, again, sort of confirms just the sense you have that Trump takes the New York Times seriously and takes our criticism, bipartisan criticism, since I'm obviously a conservative columnist, that he takes it to heart, not necessarily in positive ways, judging by his Twitter feed, but it does matter to him. So there's that. In terms of the question, I mean, what I was trying to tease out, and he's obviously not going to get into this, is less the specific infrastructure bill question and more just this broad conflict of visions between Trumpism as an economic philosophy and Paul Ryan's economic philosophy.